What?
Radio.
Oh.
Radio.
CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver.
Radio. Yep. Happy. Boing. Yep.
Lately is by Memory House, and they're a new dream pop from Sub Pop Records. They're a male-female duo based out of Guelph, but they currently reside in Toronto right now. They're starting off a big tour right now, and they're kicking off by starting a bunch of dates at the CMJ Music Festival this week in New York, and they're playing a bunch of shows this week there. And after that, they're followed by a number, several numbers of dates in the U.S. There's no immediate dates in Vancouver, but I'm sure they'll be out here sometime soon, so keep an eye out for them. The Years is a 5-track EP, and it's Memory House's first release out on Sub Pop Records. And I do believe they have some more 7-inches out there in the wild. This is Canada Post Rock on CITR Radio. I am P-Bone, and we're going to be on air until 1 a.m. this evening. And ways you can find out more about this particular show are www.canadapostrock.ca. And don't forget to check out www.citr.ca for everything CITR related. And you can also email me to correct me, suggest things, help me learn, help me help you. And you can do that at pbone@canadapostrock.ca. So tonight on the program, we have tracks from Locrian, World Club, Tassiomancy, and some old stuff from Yellow Swans, and much, much more. And don't forget to mark off your frequent listener cards. 10 stamps, and you get one episode for free.
Your love guides me. Spirit close to mine.
to know what's up at UBC? Read the UBC. It's only the largest student newspaper in Western Canada, and it's written and edited entirely by UBC students. The UBC is your source for on-campus news, culture, and sports. New editions come out every Monday and Thursday. For breaking news, as well as amazing videos and blogs, check out ubc.ca.
And OG Melody is a bathtub filling and candle lighting R&B pop from Toronto. It's made up of Isla Craig of Loom and Thomas Gill, who's also known for being in Katie Stelmanis' live band and his own solo Toronto projects that can be found occupying various barbershops and TTC subway cars. OG Melody is a new project started up during their recent tour together as Loom. That track was called Cave-In, and you can grab that new EP for free at ogmelody.bandcamp.com. After that was a track from Loom, an untitled track, and Loom is Isla Craig's dreamy slowcore. And it also features Thomas Gill and sometimes Maya Pastepsky from Austria makes an appearance. They have a new release out called Epilion, and you can check out more stuff at loommusic.ca. So, Tassiomancy is the childlike spooky pop of Sari and Romy Lightman. They're twin sisters from Halifax, Nova Scotia, but I do believe they're based out of Toronto right now. Originally, they started out under the name Ghost Bees, but they since changed the name to Tassiomancy, which is apparently a fortune-telling method of reading tea leaves. Their music has a lot of mythological themes and lyrics and stuff, and they have a really kind of almost childlike way of singing. They're going to be playing here in Vancouver on November 16th, and they'll be opening up for Austra at the Electric Owl. This, from the Eula Lumi album that came out of the Spark Records, is called Healthy Hands.
Saint Eustace, with his head held high, whipped by men and whipped by lions, with his head held high, whipped by men and whipped by lions, whipped by lions, oh, a tongue to greet the blow, whipped by to the room. Thank you.
And that was Exit Music with The Sea. They're a duo out of New York. Alexa Palladino and Devin Church make up Exit Music. And this EP called From Silence is out on Secretly Canadian Records. It's two parts dark and two parts dreamy, and it has a really lot of Bjork and Portishead like type sounds. And check out the EP that just came out on Secretly Canadian Records. I'm sure they have a full length in the works that should be out sometime soon. So you are listening to Canada Post Rock, and it's out on CITR Radio, 101.9 FM at the UBC. So now in this next set, we're going to hear a couple local bands on the program. Under the Sun is a local female duo. They have a new album called Dust, and was apparently recorded at the Hive. It's a kind of a improv-y, electro-folkish type album. This, from Dust, is a track called Rad Shaker 2.
It's only a matter of time until the sun started to die. It tasted sweet, it tasted sour. We played all night long till the night was over. Now it is light. We played all night long till the night was over. Now it is light.
Oh, That's right, Astra's back. Wednesday, November 16th at the Electric Owl, Timber presents indie electropop goddesses Astra with guest Tassiomancy. For Astra on November 16th at the Electric Owl, doors are at 8, the show starts at 9:30, and tickets are available in advance at Red Cat, Scratch, High Life, and Ditch Records, or online at ticketweb.ca. Sponsored by CITR 101.9 FM.
And World Club with Veganomics and they're a mysterious local entity, and I say entity because I can't find out a whole lot of info on them, but check out worldclub.bandcamp if you're intrigued. And that track was called it's taken from a CDR called Livable Liability. And you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR Radio, and my name is P-Bone. Locrian is a Chicago trio of post-sludge, doom, power ambient, and all things dark and intense. And their glacial-paced drones have been put out on their own label called Land of Decay Records over the past few years. But they have a new release coming out called The Clearing, and it's going to be out on Fan Death Records. I do believe it's their first release on that label. And you can order this LP at fandeathrecords.com. This, from Locrian, is called Chalk Point.
Thank you. Listen, if they're so hot, how come they're not tearing up the charts, babe?
Because you never play them, babe.
At CITR, our hosts choose the music they play. That means our charts actually reflect the tastes of music lovers, as opposed to focus groups. So if you want to know what's really tearing up the charts, get your hands on a copy of Beatroot or Discorder magazine, or go online to CITR.ca. CITR's charts are based on actual spins motivated by actual preference. No payola, no marketing, just good tunes. Refreshing, no?
And thanks for tuning in to this episode. And if you want to check out podcasts and playlists, check out www.canadapostrock.ca. And I'm going to leave you with one last track this evening. Yellow Swans were a constant changing noise project from Portland. They existed from 2001 to 2008. And they had dozens of releases on tons of cult-level noise labels like Packrek, Arbor, Root Strata, and Weird Forest, among others. And their sound was a real hypnotic cloud of psych, post-industrial power electronics, and asylum-ready walls of drone. Their live shows were pretty heavily improvised, and each one was almost entirely different show every time. From a 2007 album called At All Ends, this is a track called Endlessly Making an End of Things. Thanks, and good night, and stay tuned to CITR for more great programming.